Mr. Tolson, would you please read out your question to Councillor Brian Little as set out on page 37 of the agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In light of a question on low emission zones submitted to the full council in September 2016, can the portfolio holder for transport make a full statement as to what actions are being undertaken to reduce all forms of pollution, including pollution from traffic?
Thank you, Mr. Tolson. Please sit down. Councillor Little, please respond to this question.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for your question, Mr. Tolson. The air quality and health strategy were approved at Cabinet in December 2016, which contained an action plan of initiatives which will help air quality in the borough. The strategy can be found on the Council's website for further information. Since then, the actions set out in Section 4.2 of the report have been progressed. A programme of weight restrictions and advisory HGV routing has been progressed across the borough. Following various bilateral initiatives with private sector and police partners, the Council is relaunching the Freight Quality Partnership in October, with particular emphasis on encouraging more responsible behaviours from HGV drivers in avoiding, where possible, residential areas. Variable message signs to advise traffic of network problems and advise on alternative routes have been installed. On the 15th of June, the Council ran a pilot programme to tackle idling outside schools, which was attended by myself, together with the Public Health, Strategic Transport and Road Safety teams. The scheme engaged with two schools, Purfleet Primary and Woodside Academy. The purpose of this project is to engage with parents who leave their cars running outside the school gates, pick up and drop off, and make them aware of the impact on the health of the children and the environment. As part of Thurrock's preparation for engagement with Highways England on the Lower Thames Crossing, the Council is currently developing a position statement on all environmental pollution in Thurrock. A more detailed update of air quality management will be presented to Cleaner Greener overview and scrutiny at their October meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Little. Mr. Tolson, do you want to pose a supplementary question?
That's my job. Thank you for that, Mr. Little. My supplementary question is, I feel most Thurrock residents want Thurrock to be seen as a forward-thinking and progressive council. What are the future plans and actions to reduce and possibly eliminate traffic pollution, as large areas of greenbelt land may be lost to roads, homes and businesses, etc.?
Thank you, Mr. Tolson. Councillor Brian Little, please answer the question.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Tolson, for your supplementary question. Thurrock has been in dialogue with Transport for London over the last year regarding the operation of their existing low emission zone and their plans to roll out ultra low emission zones by 2020. We are keen to learn from London's experience, but we're mindful that Thurrock has a very different pattern of trip making and vehicle usage. Rolling out a London style low emission zone in Thurrock is not a viable option at the present time. Additionally, Thurrock's transport strategy sets the Council's commitment to encouraging low-emission transport, including working with partners to deliver charging points for electric vehicles. Currently in Thurrock, we have charging points at Moto Services, IKEA and Lakeside, along with council-owned facilities, civic offices, Crown Road, Argent Street and Canterbury Parade. Our recent bid to Central Government for National Productivity Investment Funding includes an ask for funding for future sites.
Thank you, Councillor Lister. Thank you, Mr. Tolson.
Thank you.